Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, and 101 platforms. This is a special edition of the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show with Aaron Stevens, formerly Damon Sandow in the WWE, because we got Ring of Honor star Madison Rayne. All right, Aaron, I'll let you ask the first question. Go ahead.
Okay, how are you, Madison?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you? Long time no see.
I know. I can't complain. Again, I joke. It's been about a month, but my place didn't burn down. So, you know what? Things are okay. But
oh my goodness, I had no idea. You said your place did or did not burn down?
It did not. I'm in.
Oh
Malibu.
God. Oh
I,
God.
Yeah, it was like I guess it was my first time kind of living through the fires out here. And it was something, but yeah, but
oh
no, I mean, all is good. So, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, you have had an amazing year. Is there any one or two moments that stand out to you as, kind of being highlights that you would put at the top of the list?
Yeah. I mean, all of them, obviously, you know, I've done so much this year and I've been so fortunate. This is the first time in so long that I've been a quote unquote free agent. And I had such a long successful career at Impact and I'm really thankful for all that time, but man, to get out and to have spread my wings and done the things that I've been able to do this year, is I'm still at the end of the year. Here we are almost in 2019, not quite sure how to put it all into words, but I think for me, and I shock people when I say this because I think that everyone thinks that my number one answer is going to be working the Mae Young Classic, which I am so very thankful for. And I'm humbled at the fact that WWE felt that I was one of the top 30 free agents as far as women's wrestling was concerned, enough that they wanted to bring me in. But for some reason, like the moment that like meant the most to me and pulled at my heartstrings the most, I think was All In. And it's just because it was such an unknown. And it was, you know, the show was Cody and the Young Bucks and everyone that was involved, like taking this huge leap of faith and betting on themselves and betting on all of us. You know, and everybody knows that it sold out in under 30 minutes, and that was great, and that was exciting. But going into the show, nobody really knew what to expect or how it was going to be received, and I just remember that match and the crowd response, and that was the biggest crowd that I, in my career, have wrestled in front of.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and so this many years in, to have a moment like that, with the three girls that I was in there with, you know, Chelsea Green and I have been friends for a long time. I love Tessa Blanchard, and that was the first time that I was in the ring with Britt Baker, but she and I have formed a very strong friendship since then. So, you know, there was that, and then I remember at the very end of the show, I know I'm giving you a really long-winded answer for question number one, but...
Well, this is great. This is less work I have to do, so I...
I've had a couple energy drinks, so I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Please continue. This is awesome.
I remember standing in the back, like right behind the curtain at the very end of the show. I don't think their cameras were rolling anymore, but everybody was in the ring. Sorry, not everybody. Cody and the Young Bucks. And Kenny Omega and Marty, and I know that I'm missing Adam Page and Spouses and everybody who had their hands on the actual production of the show. They were in the ring and talking to the fans, and 11,000 people were in that arena, and not one person got up out of their seats until everybody was done talking. And they were still at the end of the night, like on fire and cheering and screaming and thank you chants and this is awesome chants. And for me, this many years in, to have been, like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. There was just something really special about that night, and I'm so thankful I was able to be part of it.
That's amazing.
All right.
It was awesome. Sorry, I will be quiet now for a little while.
No problem.
This is your interview, and this is my first time actually interviewing someone, so you're making my job way easier, and thank you. And that is amazing. Now, I was just wondering about, you know, the All-In show, and I have kind of been out of touch with the business, forgive me.
No, that's so okay. Good for you.
I know. But Malibu's a different place too, let me tell you. It's funny, it's like the lesser of two crazies, and I'm not sure which one's which, but the All-In show. So I know, like, Cody and the Bucks, you know, they had the idea and they were doing it. And to actually be a part of that, do you see more All-In shows in the future?
Absolutely. Like, and I don't know for sure that that's going to be a thing, but I do know that, I don't think it was Cody. It may have been one of the Bucks that said in the ring that night, let's do this again. And the building, like, the roof almost blew off of that place. So I don't know if there are talks of All In Part 2 or when that would be. But I certainly think that it should happen. And I hope that there's a place for me in round 2 and 3 and 4 and however many they continue to do.
And put in a good word for Aaron.
How are you doing, by the way?
I will. I definitely. Well, depending on how this interview goes, I don't know.
How's Chelsea doing? I know you mentioned Chelsea.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
She's good. You know, she's with NXT now.
Yes, she is.
You know, I think I did hear that actually. You jogged my memory. Awesome. Yeah, I remember she was so talented too, in Impact. And that's one of the things, like, during my time in Impact, that I would like to just thank you publicly. You know, you were one of the first people that I really had not met, you know, outside of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I knew Josh, obviously, and a couple of my friends that were already working there. But, you know, and you were in kind of an office role there, or you were in an office role. And
briefly, yeah.
Yeah, just how just kind you were to me coming in there, especially my first round. So I'm grateful for that. And that, that speaks volumes about you as a person. And I remember actually talking to you. Well, you're welcome. But I remember talking to you about Chelsea, too, and how talented she was. And then her wedding was when she, you know, started the whole crazy makeup and stuff like that. And that was just, that was so much fun to be part of it. You were a big hand in organizing that whole thing.
You know what? I just, about an hour ago, talked with Mike Johnson, and I don't know if I ever have, and if so, it was like once or twice that I've, like, publicly claimed that whole storyline and that wedding segment and having written that, but we were just talking about that, how much fun it was, and how, like, the one big takeaway I had from my short time on creative was remembering how much everybody who was involved in that wedding segment said that they enjoyed it. And that was the biggest compliment for me.
That was my last TV appearance. That was the last time I was ever on television for pro wrestling. And I just couldn't stop crying. Thank God.
All right.
Thank you for your tears. Thank you for every last tear. That just made that segment. Oh my goodness!
All right,
it was
great. I thought you were awesome and creative. So it's awesome. Like you can contribute to the business far beyond in the ring, and that's something that not a lot of people have. So that's testament to you again. So.
In that vein, I just before we touch on Ring of Honor Final Battle, I gotta ask you this summer you were part, like you mentioned, Impact Wrestling. You were part of the Mae Young, and you're part of Ring of Honor. Take me through what it's like to be in three different locker rooms. Is it different? Is it sort of the same, or you just go in there and do whatever job you have to do?
Oh man, it was. You know, there were differences and similarities in all three locker rooms. And you know, I've said this a lot lately. I've been very open about the fact that was it late 2016? Almost 2 years ago now. Josh and I had this conversation about what my career was going to look like moving forward. If it was time to like say thank you, it's been fun, and then close that chapter, or if, you know, because I knew that leaving Impact was kind of on the horizon for me. And so what happens next? Because I've not had to think that way for quite a while. And my God, I'm so thankful that, you know, with his backing, I made the decision to really like dig in and give this thing not another try, but just like see what was out there beyond that comfort zone that I had been in for so long. And it's been so much fun, and I'm just so humbled at the fact that all three companies and every independent company who has brought me in this year, and just that people still want to see Madison Rain. And then I start thinking in detail and not bragging, but just talking about how exciting this year has been for me. And that back in, I always get it wrong, June or July, I believe it was in July. On a Saturday night, I was in Atlanta wrestling for Ring of Honor. And then on Sunday night, I was in Toronto wrestling at Impact. And that speaks to where professional wrestling is in 2018. But I think, to answer your question, that given that I've been around for a minute, and I know a lot of girls in all three major companies, so for me, this was just kind of like getting to go. Obviously, I was going to go do work, and I tried to turn it up to 11 in every match that I had, and I've really tried to kind of reinvent myself in the ring, but in the locker room, I've had so many good experiences. Like, I haven't had one bad experience this year. Everyone's been welcoming, and obviously Impact is there. They always welcome me back with open arms, and always have. WWE was so much fun. And then there was just something about Ring of Honor in the times that I was there before I signed my contract that made it feel like I had a gut feeling when I was there that that's where my new home was supposed to be.
All right, let's talk about Ring of Honor, and then Aaron will ask his final questions. Like a big pay-per-view on Friday, arguably the biggest pay-per-view of Ring of Honor in the year. Final battle, and let's talk about your match, survival match for the Woman of Honor World Championship match. Talk about your other competitors in this match.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a big pay-per-view. It is every year for Ring of Honor. But it means more, I think, for the women this year, because this is the first time that obviously the new Women of Honor World Championship is being defended at Final Battle. So to be a part of that is really exciting for me. And to be in the ring with three of the top female competitors, not just in Women of Honor, but in my opinion, in the world, it's nerve-wracking and it's exciting. I'm very open and in speaking about the fact that Kelly Klein has beat me twice in the last year when we've had matches at Ring of Honor, and that I wasn't successful in challenging Sumi for the championship earlier in the summer. But that just means that I've got everything to gain and nothing to lose going into this match, and that's where I like to be. And Karen Q, who, if you haven't seen her work, she is just phenomenal. For being 4 years into the business, she's incredible. She's talented far beyond her time in the ring. So I've got my work cut out for me, but at the end of the day, I know me. I know what I bring to the table, and I'm ready.
All right, Aaron.
Yes. My question for you is, What was that?
No, me and Madison are in. Well, I'm in Toronto. We're looking at the snow. You're in Malibu. Come on.
yeah, I know.
I know, you're just staring out your window looking at sunshine right now, aren't you?
I was watching the Dolphins, I'm sorry. my question, and again, like for me, where I had been in the WWE kind of bubble for so long, and even like in my absence, mm-hmm. I was in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. So I had never really had like an independent wrestling experience past like 2003, I think, was the last real indie show I did. Of course, this is after I left or before I left WWE. Mm-hmm. And just like with the different promotions, do you have to adjust your style? Like in Ring of Honor, do you approach matches differently than you would at, let's say, an Impact?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that you have to, because mm-hmm. I think historically Ring of Honor has had this unique way of presenting pro wrestling. And it's always been very flashy and very hard hitting. And you know, that's what has made them stand out and has made them for many, many years, one of the top three wrestling promotions in the world. So yes, to a degree, but also women's wrestling is just in this incredible place right now. And whether it's Ring of Honor or Impact or, you know, a local independent show here in Ohio, these women are hungry. They're hungry to get to the top and they're hungry to stay at the top. And that's kind of what I mean when I keep saying that I'm reinventing myself, because, you know, when I came onto the scene at it was TNA at the time, in 2009, I went straight into being part of the Beautiful People, where we were, I mean, and I don't say this with any disrespect to the characters or the gimmick, but we were 60% character and 40% wrestler.
Who are you talking to?
Not, what's that?
Who are you talking to? Believe me, if anyone understands that, can respect that.
Right, exactly. However, for women right now, I mean, there are still some really awesome characters. I mean, Sue Young is a perfect example of that. She's mm-hmm. she's this huge, larger-than-life character, but she can also go in the ring, and that's like a requirement now. You can't just get by with, you know, being pretty or having this big character. Like, as women, like, we are clawing tooth and nail to have a spot and to maintain that spot. So, yes, I turn it up to 11.5 at Ring of Honor, but if I don't have it turned up to at least 11, wrestling's going to pass me by.
Wow. What an awesome attitude to have. And you know what? I was surprised at Ring of Honor. Their product, and again, forgive me because I have been admittedly out of touch with the business, but in the things I have seen, there's the one guy, and I forgive me for not remembering his name. He's like the peacock, very similar to my Liberace.
Dalton Castle, yes.
Yes.
Yep. Dalton Castle. I apologize, Dalton Castle. And I do remember I met him once, and he was just a great guy. But the entertainment he brings, oh my God, like that is true showmanship. And I think that, you know, guys like that can do it all, you know, and the same goes for the guys who as the girls, like you were saying, you know, you have to kind of now have a total package where you have to be able to do everything.
Yeah, and I like that. I've always liked performing. I was in pageants and always, you know, in some sort of a spotlight growing up. I was mm-hmm. in drama club in high school, so I enjoy that. And I hope, you know, maybe if not, you know, the entire Women of Honor division, but I hope that year at least that I'm there that I can bring some sort of character to the company, because there aren't a lot of big characters like Dalton Castle, and I think that's part of the reason, you know, beyond his talent, that he does stand out because there aren't a ton of them, and so if you're good at it and you can bring that to the table, I think you absolutely should.
Yeah, awesome. That's amazing. So, well, good luck.
Couple final questions with Madison Rain here. Madison, it's Christmas time coming up, okay? What do you want for, let's say, a holiday present? Because Damien or Aaron told me to ask you this, seeing how good the interview would go. So let Aaron know what you want for a holiday present.
Okay, I have a few.
Write it down there, Aaron. Write it down.
What? Did you just say I asked you to ask her that, Joe?
Well, you know, come on. We're kayfabing here. Come on.
Sorry, I'm going to go back to my dolphin. So, no, I'm kidding. I'm going to listen.
I don't care who asks. As long as somebody can give me these things, I'm happy. So if we can send this to Santa Claus, I'll be thrilled. But I would like to start my holiday season by winning the Women of Honor Championship, obviously, this coming Friday at Final Battle. And then very shortly after that, I would like a massage and a bathtub full of Epsom salt. That's what I would like.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Dolphins, you'll have to wait. Wait a minute. What kind of Epsom salt do you use? And this is key because I, as a former wrestler, believe me, I can appreciate a good Epsom salt bath. What is your preferred brand?
Is it, it starts with, it's in a bag. It's white and blue. Is it teal? Maybe not teal.
Yes, Dr. Teal. Dr. Teal.
Yes, the lavender.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I tell you what.
Throw that in there. Oh.
Yep. And see, Dr. Teal, he used to make this thing called a vapor bath, and it would come in a little tube. And I don't know where the vapor bath went, but that stuff, oh, my God, that would cut right to your bones, and you'd sleep like a baby still. It was amazing. That was like my Wednesday, Thursday ritual was my Epsom salt bath. So that was, yeah, good. I can appreciate that.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
In all of my moving into our house, I seem to have misplaced my Epsom salt. So that's on my to-do list now for this evening. Thank you.
Is there any truth to the rumors that you're going to be the new Cleveland Browns head coach?
No. I'm probably going to get beat up by my fellow Buckeyes for saying this, but I'm not a Browns fan. But I'm also not, I'm not a Bengals fan, if I'm being completely honest. I'm more of a baseball fan than football.
All right, so who's your baseball team? It's the winter meetings now.
I am a diehard Chicago Cubs fan. And here's why, not just because I'm not a bandwagon jumper or whatever. My oldest brother, he was a really, really good baseball player in high school, and had coaches and people telling him that if he, you know, tried and really stuck to it, that he could make it. And all he ever wanted to do, I'm sorry if it's loud and windy, guys. We just got a puppy, too, so I'm mommy. We got a Rottweiler Shepherd mix.
Awesome. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool.
She's awesome. Thank you. She's a lot of fun, but she hasn't really figured out that she has to be outside every time. So that's fun. but anyway, my oldest brother is a lifelong Cubs fan. I grew up watching Ryan Sandberg. So then when I started to get a little older, wrestling and baseball were how we bonded. I used to watch baseball games with him. I used to watch Monday Night Raw with him. And so because of that, I have been a Cubs fan my whole life.
Well, how was it a few years ago when they finally won the World Series?
Oh, my gosh. It was, we don't know what to do when we win, right? So we don't know how to, as fans, respond to that. And then the final game, I about had a heart attack when it, the rain delay and it was
beating
awesome.
Cleveland. Beating Cleveland. Come on.
Well, I was in, I was in Nashville, living in Nashville at the time, but I was home for something. I was visiting my family or my parents, or I was doing something. I was in Ohio, not even thinking. And I walked into a Dick's Sporting Goods. Again, in Ohio, and I say to them, do you guys have any Chicago Cubs hoodies in here? And the lady looked at me like I had 12 heads, and immediately I was like, oh, Oops. You probably don't. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right.
As
we wrap it up, remember, check out Final Battle on pay-per-view Friday night to witness Madison Rayne capturing the Woman of Honor ladies title. Right, Madison?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going into it 100% convinced that that's going to be the outcome. The first ever former Knockouts champion to become Woman of Honor world champion. That's my goal for Friday.
Let's hope that happens. Aaron, any final thoughts?
Good luck.
Any final thoughts,
Aaron? You know what? I may have to watch this one.
What do you mean, me? You have to.
Tune back into the wrestling world. It's great right now.
I will.
All right. Madison, how can people reach you?
Keep an eye on those dolphins.
I will, yeah. Like, that's the thing. I can pull it up on my iPad, right, so I can do both.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
Madison, how can people reach you social media-wise?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Madison Rayne. No Facebook, no anything else, just those two. And you can follow along these next, I guess, 48 hours on my journey to Final Battle.
And hopefully capturing the Woman of Honor title. Aaron, tell everybody and tell Madison how they get a hold of you, especially for his new show called Ask Me Anything. Go ahead, Aaron.
So, yes, everyone. Well, I have an Instagram now. You know, my Twitter is at Aaron's Thoughts, but my Instagram, which I'm just, you know, discovering how to use, everyone, is the Aaron Files. So that's that's Thearon Files. There's a little stupid gray picture of me because I don't have the check mark or anything. So we're trying to figure it out. So if you want to laugh, you can give me a follow as I try to discover the right way to Instagram things. Or IG, that's the term, right? You got to IG it.
Madison, do you have...
That's what the kids say, yes.
Yes. Okay. Madison, do you have any tips for Aaron for IG?
I've had it for a while now, but I'm just now kind of like getting hip to stories versus posts and all that stuff. So my husband handles all the social media stuff better than I do. So I'll ask him and I'll get back to you. But we should start a hashtag on Twitter to get you verified on Instagram. You just got to like make some noise somewhere and then
hashtag Ask Me Anything featuring Aaron Stevens. Ask Me Anything. And here's an example. Who's going to win the Woman of Honor title this Friday for a Ring of Honor final battle, Aaron?
Hashtag Madison Rayne.
See? Correct.
Yes.
Correct. All right. Aaron, thanks a lot, Aaron. Thanks a lot, Madison. And fans, check out Final Battle, Ring of Honor, this Friday, where Madison Rayne will hopefully capture the Woman of Honor title. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.